And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All righty. Welcome. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
I'm Steve Ulsher. What's up, Richie Ote?
Hello, Steve. Everything's
all
good?
Yeah, everything is good. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. And it's especially good because we're going to talk about something that that I love, and I know that, Richie, you love, and I know, Mary, you love now more than ever.
I do?
You do. And Wade's still trying to figure it out, but I think some love will be there soon. But we're actually going to talk about a new media on this show. New media.
New media.
New media. So this is going to be the new media minute. Maybe the new media miracle, but I like the new media minute better because we're going to keep this fast. We're going to keep it really focused, and we're going to cover everything that we can in 9 minutes.
So does that mean we have nine mini episodes then?
We have nine mini, right?
Right.
Exactly right. Go! Oh, that's the end of that one. All right. So no, then the new media minute, that's what we're going to talk about.
So what's the definition of new media?
You know, and that's actually a great question. What is new media? So let's start with this. How would you define old media? Mary Goulet, let me ask you that. How would you what would you define as old media if we're using old versus new?
I don't know how far back I can go, but
you can go back to like rocks and chisels.
You're Catholic. Go ahead and go to the tablets. And not new,
the Old Testament media.
Not the Apple version either.
Right? No, I just remember.
Like literally an apple from the tree. Nice.
My brothers and sisters and I would come home from after school and turn on the TV.
Yeah.
At the TV,
mm-hmm.
and then go sit down, and then over the next hour fight with each other who's going to have to stand up, walk
to
across the room, and change the channel.
Who was the remote control?
Right.
Yes,
who was the remote control? Okay, so perfect. So television would be an example then of old media. Yeah, so television would be a perfect example of old media. What else, Richie? What would be an example of old media?
Radio that once you drive far enough away from the tower, it starts to lose its signal. Unlike...
Usually when it's like right in the middle of your favorite song. And it's like, yeah. Dang,
or
can't
CDs.
You just,
remember those?
Oh, CB radio. Okay.
Getting for good, buddy.
All right, let's get you jumping in on this. How would you define old media? What comes to mind when I say the term old media?
Anything not on the internet, because the way the tool of the internet works is different than every other media that preceded it.
Mm-hmm.
So can I make an observation real quickly?
Yes, please do.
So I used to have a MacBook Pro that had the DVD in the side.
Now I have MacBook Pro, the DVD? Yep.
Now I have an Air,
that.
And I was like, oh gosh, if I go on a plane, I'm not going to be able to take my DVDs and watch a movie. But now at Netflix, I can just download movies and episodes of shows and watch.
Why even download? You stream it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on an airplane, you have to.
Oh, gotcha.
On an
airplane. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would define old media in that way that we're talking about, which is television and radio from the towers and direct mail.
Newspapers.
Newspapers and magazines and so on and so forth. And new media by definition, and there actually is a definition of it now, which is, I wonder what year they added this. You know how every year it's like the phrase or the term or whatever it is of the year, and they actually add it to the dictionary. They actually define it, and I got to figure out who this is and what the source is. But this source that I have up on my googly phone right now, says means of mass communication using digital technologies such as the internet. And exactly to Wade's point there. And so I would define new media then as I actually define it with five different platforms, one being audio and specifically recorded audio or live audio. Because like WS Radio, right, is a perfect example of new media, perfect example of live audio. And, of course, recorded audio would be something like podcasting, right? That's
right.
A perfect example of recorded
repurposing.
Audio.
So we get to cover two in one.
All right, so number two would be video. And, of course, video has the option of both live, like a Facebook Live or a YouTube Live or a Periscope or something of that nature.
Or a Twitter Live.
Or a Twitter Live and recorded, right? So also two in that. And, of course, then recorded would be like YouTube itself or Vimeo or Wistia or one of the other video channel type platforms. The third I would define as blogging. And even though blogging's been around for a while, it still is, it's the written word online, right? So it is, as Wade said, you know, using the internet there is that means of communication. And there can be video blogging, so vlogging, which you guys are probably familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the written word, just good old-fashioned blogging. Number four, I define as social media, right? So we have all the usual suspects of social media, the Facebooks and the Twitters, as you said, Mary, and the Snapchats and the Instagrams of the world. And then lastly, number five would be mobile. And so that would be like apps and those sort of things. And as long as I've been online, I actually have never really played in that world as much as I should. And Wade, you're jumping out of your chair. Do you have anything else to add to that new media definition in terms of platforms?
Well, no, you've got the platforms right, but amazingly enough, I've got an opinion about this.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so,
please do share.
The fundamental distinction, in my opinion, is old media's push. It's a guy on a rooftop with a megaphone yelling at the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's all push.
That's usually me.
New media's pull.
Mm-hmm.
Old media's broad, general, lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
New media's targeted narrow. Mm. So push, generalized versus pull, targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the tool of the internet. To use the radio example, the way we interact with traditional radio is you're typically sitting in your car and you're flipping through a dial of a limited universe of choices.
Mm-hmm.
So you settle on something you're kind of sort of interested in.
Mm-hmm.
On the internet, there's no dial. It's not a limited universe. There's a billion web pages. And we Google specifics. So it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just understanding this is the way the new tool works.
Yeah. Yeah. Richie, go.
I have an opinion on Wade's opinion.
I would love to hear your opinion on Wade's opinion.
And in the perfect world, I think he's correct. But I think it's not a perfect world, and there's still people using new media to push.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on social media, number four of yours, and there's people pushing me.
Uh-oh.
And so you're on there.
Guilty.
You're on there, and it's being pushed to you,
mm-hmm.
and now you're down the deep web of what they're pushing,
mm-hmm.
right? So in the perfect world, when used correctly, I totally believe in what Wade's saying.
Yeah.
I think there's a ton of people that are still misusing new media.
Yeah, and Wade is jumping back out of his chair.
Give my opinion on Richard's opinion of my opinion.
Yeah, please.
and he's absolutely right. It's simply they're using it wrong because you can't push. Even if I'm pushing into your Facebook, you had to have pulled me in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to do something that simply the tool does not work that way.
Mm-hmm. So trying to use sort of old technology in a new technology.
Old techniques in a new technology.
Ooh, I likey. All right, and so, Mary, let me just ask you this.
Yeah,
and we're gonna. I know, right? It's all men. The male review over here. So let me ask you this. So when I say new media, what does it mean to you, and do you embrace new media as a part of either your marketing or as part of your consumption?
Okay, so for me, new media is defined as something Richard taught me, like where do I feel best playing in my business? Like, I don't like Facebook for work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about Twitter, so that's what I need to find out is new media niching down for me and how I feel most comfortable. Hey, this is what I do. This is who I am. I'd like to get to know you and mm-hmm. do maybe a slower way to get people to find me, but mm-hmm. not just I own my name in a lot of different platforms, but I don't play in all of them.
Yeah. So here on... Well, on our show that we do together, Reinvention Radio, I mean, that's something that we've been dancing in together as a group here now for a good 2.5 odd years. And so that's good quality fun. And I know we've embraced that for Reinvention Radio in terms of we've embraced new media as our primary platform and means of distribution and means of marketing through podcasting and through some of the other things that we do to promote the show. And here on the New Media Minute, that is what we're going to cover are the various ways that folks are using new media, and we're going to have some awesome guests join us here on the New Media Minute as well to share what they're up to. And then in September, we're going to have an event called the New Media Summit. And you can find out more information about the New Media Summit at newmediasummit.net. And that's going to be a heck of a lot of fun as well. So thanks for joining us here on the New Media Minute. And for Mary Goulet, Rich Ote, I'm Steve Ulster. We'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye, Wade.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you.
In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.